There must be about 200 of them.
Nice to meet Lily, dear.
I notice a lady in the middle of the back row. She keeps scratching at the nape of her neck.
Maybe she has nids. My God, they're all doing it.
All of the ladies are scratching away like mad at the back of their heads.
They've all got nids.
Then something astonishing happens.
What's that lady doing? She's pushing her fingers right up underneath her hair. It's lifting up. She's wearing a wig. And she's wearing gloves. They're all wearing gloves.
There is no way out of the room.
Stay calm. Keep very still.
I start to shake. My blood turns to ice.
I'm trapped.
The doors! Are they chained and bolted? The doors are chained and bolted, your grandness.
I feel very dizzy. I feel faint.
Then we shall begin.
I come round in a few seconds. No one seems to have noticed me. I sit up shakily and peer once more through the crack in the screen. A tiny woman with long black gloves is standing on the platform at the front of the hall.
She's unlocking something behind her ears, pulling at her cheeks. She's peeling her face off.
She turns round to the front. I nearly scream out loud.
It's a mask.
Her real face is crumpled and wizened. And it seems quite literally to be rotting away at the edges. It is the most frightening face I have ever seen, and I know at once she must be...
the Grand High Witch.
You may remove your gloves.
Oh, Grandmama, you are right. They've got claws.
You may remove your shoes.
And square toes.
You may remove your wigs. Mm. Remove your wigs and get some air into your sporty scalps.
They're all bald. I'm trapped in a room full of child killers.
Then I remember something my grandmother told me.
The dirtier you are, the harder it is for a witch to smell you out.
How long since I had a bath?
I glanced down at my hands.
They're filthy. The stink waves can't possibly get out through that.
Witches of England! Miserable witches! Useless, lazy witches! Feeble, fribbling witches! You are a heap of idle, good-for-nothing worms!
The Grand High Witch is clearly in an ugly mood. The audience shudders.
I am having breakfast this morning. And I am looking out of the window at the beach. And what am I seeing? I am asking you, what am I seeing? I am seeing a revolting sight. I am seeing hundreds. I am seeing thousands of rotten, repulsive little children playing on the sand. Why have you not rubbed them out? I am asking you. Why? Children smell. They speak out the word. We do not want these children here.
Yes, your grandness.
Yes, your grandness.
What is the motto of all witches?
One child a week is to 2 years. Push them and pull them and watch them disappear.
One child a week is no good to me. Is this the best you can do?
Oh, we would do better.
You'll do much better.
Yes.
Better is no good either. I demand maximum results. So here are my orders. My orders are that every single child in this country shall be rubbed out. Squashed, squirted, squitted and flitted before I come here again in 1 year's time. Do I make myself clear?
All of them? We can't possibly wipe out all of them.
Who dares to argue with me?
The Grand High Witch points a gloved finger as sharp as a needle at the witch that has spoken.
It was you, was it not?
I didn't mean it, your grandness. I didn't mean to argue. I was just talking to myself.
You dared to argue with me.
I was just talking to myself. I swear it. Your grandness.
A stupid witch who answers back must burn until her bones are black.
No.
without a brain must sizzle in the fiery flames.